which he has previously communicated to Eryximachus, begins as follows. He descants first of all upon the antiquity of love, which is proved by the authority of the poets, secondly, upon the benefits which love gives to man. The greatest of these is the sense of honor and dishonor. The lover is ashamed to be seen by the beloved doing or suffering any cowardly or mean act. And a state or army which was made up only of lovers and their loves would be invincible, for love will convert the veriest coward into an inspired hero. And there have been true loves not only of men, but of women also. Such was the love of Alcestis, who dared to die for her husband, and in recompense of her virtue was allowed to come again from the dead. But Orpheus, the miserable harper, who went down to Hades alive that he might bring back his wife, was mocked with an apparition only, and the gods afterwards contrived his death as the punishment of his cowardliness. The love of Achilles, like that of Alcestis, was courageous and true, for he was willing to avenge his lover Patroclus, although he knew that his own death would immediately follow. And the gods, who honor the love of the beloved above that of the lover, rewarded him and sent him to the islands of the blessed. Pausanias, who was sitting next, then takes up the tale. He says that Phaedrus should have distinguished the heavenly love from the earthly